So good morning and welcome to the 2014 Financial Services Forum. If that's not where you're meant to be, the exit's at the back. Now, with Glenn McGrath as one of our guest speakers here today, I thought it appropriate to wear a commemorative tie. I've actually worn my duck tie. Now, many of you might know that Glenn was famous in batting and ending up with 35 test ducks in his test career. Fortunately, Courtney Walsh smashed that record with 43. But that's not why I'm wearing the tie. What's not known is that Glenn has the record, and I think this is right, for dismissing the most test batsmen for a duck with 96. And it's funny how we remember the 35 he made, but he wasn't in the side as a batsman. We don't remember the 96 he got in the side as a bowler. Glenn maybe can confirm or deny that later on. The Institute is delighted that we have 400 delegates attending this forum, and I welcome all presenters, delegates and the media who will be participating in the forum over the next 2 days. A special welcome to our 25 overseas visitors who have come from Hong Kong, Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand and Singapore. South Africa and UK also. And I'd like to extend a welcome to all those members located around the world who are currently watching this online. Those who are should fear not. I'll be making way for better looking presenters quite soon. Before I deal with some of the formalities and hand over to our facilitator, I would like to take this opportunity to update you on the Institute's submission to the Financial Systems Inquiry. As I'm sure you're all aware, this year's inquiry represents a significant opportunity to examine the nation's financial system. The actuarial profession is well placed to comment on the financial system and providing both a consumer's lens and a provider lens on any proposed changes. Given our risk management expertise and ability to find genuine insights with business data and also our objective outlook. In March this year, the Institute made a submission to the inquiry calling for some significant policy changes to enable the financial sector and retirement income system to be able to cope with the nation's ageing population. The Institute's view is that without public policy changes, demographic developments will adversely affect society's ability to finance a desirable standard of living for a substantial proportion of people during their retirement. Our submission states that the retirement income system is an increasingly important one of the financial sector, and with retirement assets estimated to double over the next 15 years from something like $1.7 trillion to $3.4 trillion by 2028, the nation also faces a sharply increasing demand for acute health care and aged care. Over the next 30 years, the number of people aged 65 or over is expected to double from about 3.5 million to about 7 million and will outnumber the under-18s at that point in time. Importantly for healthcare policymakers, the over-85s population is projected to pretty much triple from under 500,000 to 1.4 million. So with this in mind, we made the following recommendations to the inquiry. One was to prepare the financial system to deal with the challenges of significant demographic change. The government should adopt a comprehensive and holistic framework for policy formation to manage all issues relating to sustainable financing and our ageing population. For example, changes to the retirement income system should not be undertaken in isolation of the consideration of age pension costs, aged care costs and all sources of potential funding, including housing wealth. Number two, the government should establish a financial system policy commission, independent of the government, whose role is to recommend comprehensive policy options on how to manage the financial system over the longer term to ensure it delivers optimal outcomes for the consumer and the nation. The Commission would balance the views of multiple government stakeholders such as APRA, ASIC, the RBA, Treasury and the ATO in policy debates and also act as a third umpire in clarifying or resolving policy positions adopted by the other regulators. We're not looking for more regulation, we're just looking for more efficient regulation with, in particular, a long-term focus. And number three was to create an open data regime to allow increased access to analysis of important government data and modelling information to better manage micro-risks to the financial system. So the Institute looks forward to continuing to be involved in this very important public policy initiative and we will of course inform members of developments throughout this year. We certainly consider that it's very important that the profession's voice is heard in this matter. So now back to the Financial Services Forum 2014. The organisation of these conferences requires the involvement and contribution of a considerable number of people and organisations. So on behalf of the Institute, I'd like to thank our silver sponsors, Towers Watson, RGA, Deloitte, Milliman, SKL, KPMG and PwC. And thank you for your significant support of the forum. Towers Watson is sponsoring the barista on this level, RGA the juice bar, Deloitte is sponsoring the plenary 5 session and the satchel insert, Milliman is sponsoring the lanyards, SKL the satchels, KPMG rather the plenary 1 session and the satchel insert, and PwC is sponsoring the barista located on level 4, so there's plenty of places to get coffee. Our thanks also go to our bronze sponsor, Noise Consulting. So to all our sponsors, your continued support is very much appreciated. Thank you. We'd also like to acknowledge and thank our supporting partners, the Insurance Council of Australia, CFA Societies of Australia and the Financial Services Accountants Association. I am meant to mention that we have an FS Connect style app, which I think a link might come up, but Naomi will talk about that later. And also, please get tweeting, whatever it is that you do. There is a prize for the best tweet for the conference. So finally, thank you to all of our 48 concurrent session presenters for the work and commitment in bringing your ideas to the forum, and all of those papers will be eligible for the Melville Prize. Throughout the forum, the Institute's chosen to support the McGrath Foundation. The McGrath Foundation's mission is to ensure that every family experiencing breast cancer in Australia has access to a breast care nurse no matter where they live in or their financial situation. It's estimated that 150 McGrath breast care nurses are needed to achieve this, and only then will every family in this situation have access to optimal care. If you'd like to make a donation, there's envelopes around that you can do so, or you can purchase a signed hat from the registration desk, as I know many of you already have. So I know you'll agree that's enough from me. I'll now hand over to our conference facilitator, who's Naomi Edwards. Naomi's worked professionally as an actuary, a stand-up comedian and as an MC. Her actuarial career took her from New Zealand to London to Sydney, with many stops in between. Her career as a comedian took her from London straight back to a dingy pub in New Zealand, proving that professional actuarial careers should not be lightly abandoned. She is currently based in Tasmania, where she chairs an industry superannuation fund, sits on the board of a retail fund manager, and runs a small farm. Naomi.
Thank you very much, Daniel, and welcome everyone. The Institute has decided that they'd like the next 2 days to be heavy on fun as well as heavy on content, so they've gotten me involved. They've also gone for a very rich array of speakers, so we've got cricketers and pilots and doctors, and I noticed that there are absolutely zero regulators invited to speak at any of the plenaries, so don't worry, APRA and ASIC are very light on in the program, so I think we'll have a good time. Now, my kind of while the cat's away, the mice, blah, blah, blah. Now, my role is to get you all communicating with us and us communicating with you well. And there's a vast number of ways to do that. Now, first of all, hopefully everybody has the FSF Connect app loaded onto your iPad or iPhone. If you don't, if you go to the Actuaries website, actuaries.asn.au/ that, you can download that, and that will be a very important way that you communicate with us. And in particular, I know you hate this, but please can you give us feedback after every session about the speakers? And the reason is that we on average pay our speakers, you know, 70-100 grand each to come and talk, so it's really important that you guys tell us if they were worth it or not, and understand why they have such happy smiles on their faces when they're talking to you. So please give us feedback after every session. We've got a whole bunch of new connections on FSF Connect, so make sure you do re-download it, and in particular you'll be able to check out the summaries of the other sessions and so on. So have a look and a browse through there. We also have a Twitter competition this year, and I get the feeling that maybe our president is not totally across social media from his confusing use of tweets and twats and twats. But basically, if you don't know anything about Twitter, we actually do have a how-to video on FSF Connect, and we're really hopeful to kind of drag you guys kicking and screaming into the 21st century. So check out the video that's on the Connect app. That's by Chandrat Padam. He's got about 600 followers, so he's very good at getting people onto Twitter. Now, to be involved in the Twitter competition, all you need to do is to tweet at ActuariesInst, ActuariesInst, and using hashtag 2014FSF. So hash 2014FSF. And then you will be eligible for the Glenn McGrath Memorabilia Prize. And I know from the people who've been queuing up trying to get signatures, not for themselves, not one, it was always for the granddaughter, the mother, the father, the cousin. Nobody here actually wanted Glenn McGrath's signature for themselves. But I know from all the numbers that you're all going to be keen for that prize. So please tweet away and your tweets will come up on the screen. There's also free Wi-Fi for everybody here, and hopefully the Wi-Fi password and details will come up there soon. Oh no, they're in your satchel. Look in your satchel. Now, communication. There are two really great ways that you can have input to the conversation at the plenaries. One is the very, very old-fashioned way, which is that you can actually talk. And we will have microphones strategically located. I think if you put your hand up, someone from the Institute will probably come and give you a microphone. So you're welcome to talk. That will generally be at the end and there won't be that much chance. So the better way is to text us, send us a text. So the text number is up there, 0419 387588. So if you can put that into your phone, that would be great. Now, when I say we want you to communicate with us, we do want you to send us a text, but we don't want you to let everyone know via a 30-second snap of a gangster rap song that your girlfriend or boyfriend is calling you to ask for onions to be purchased. So can you please put your mobile phones on silent so that we're not hearing your particular favourite choice of music? So if everyone's phones could go onto silent, that would be fantastic.